men, which they said they were not going to do.
Oh, I think that was a lie.
So let's just start with some of the headlines that I have found from just this month. In Georgia, all-male anti-abortion panel calls for death penalty.
Oh, okay.
Last weekend, a panel of all-male anti-abortion movement leaders gathered in Georgia to kick off a weekend of harassing a nearby abortion clinic and brainstorming strategies to subject people who have abortions to the death penalty. Every speaker at the extremist group Operation Save America's abortion panel. Sorry, the group is called Operation Save America. This was the abortion panel. Every single person on the panel was a man. And at one point, Darren Stid, who is Operation Save America's assistant national director, jokingly asked the all-male panelists, "Why do you hate all women?" to uproarious laughter.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I don't know what the punchline was. I don't get it. But so that's happening in Georgia. That was over the weekend.
Can I just interject something real quickly?
Sure, Jane.
What never fails to amaze me is when all of these all-male panels are talking about reproduction. We never talk about the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
That's never the man's role in pregnancy is never brought up, never mentioned. He apparently bears no responsibility at all.
Well, wait till I get to what Wisconsin has introduced this week, which will be the cherry on top at the end of this roundup. Then in Texas last week, Texas women begin heartbreaking testimony in case against state abortion bans. So this was last week. You may have heard of some of the testimony that was coming out of a case called Zurowski versus the state of Texas, which is a landmark case that seeks to clarify a dangerously confusing exception to the state's archaic abortion laws. So the suit is brought forth by 13 Texas women who say they almost died from life-threatening pregnancy-related complications and were still unable to get emergency abortion care, even though the state's abortion ban includes a hypothetical exception for such cases. And this is happening because healthcare providers in violation of Texas laws face the threat of life in prison,
yep,
a $100,000 fine, and loss of their medical license. And so women, when they go into a medical emergency, are not receiving the care that they need because the doctors are so afraid of these consequences if that they could be charged with providing an abortion.
I have a sound clip if you'd like to hear that.
Great, let's play it.
One of the plaintiffs testified today that when she was almost halfway through her pregnancy, her cervix started dilating prematurely and she began leaking amniotic fluid. She was told that miscarriage was inevitable, but because it hadn't happened yet and the baby's heart was still beating, the doctor couldn't induce labor because it would be considered an illegal abortion. She described the anguish of having the baby's heartbeat monitored.
So several times I just had to listen to her heartbeat while simultaneously wanting to hear it and not wanting to hear it at the same time.
Zurowski says it took 3 days for the baby's heart to stop beating, and during that time, she went into septic shock. She spent several days in the ICU, and as a result of the sepsis, developed several reproductive complications that could make conceiving again difficult, even with fertility treatments. She was visibly angry when the plaintiff's attorney read a statement from the state's attorneys that claims Zurowski actually had no standing in the lawsuit since it's unlikely she'll get pregnant again and therefore won't be impacted by the state's abortion bans in the future.
I mean, that's infuriating. I think it's disgusting and ironic. Do they not realize that the reason why I might not be able to get pregnant again is because of what happened to me as a result of the laws that they support?
The state is asking for the case to be dismissed, saying that it stems from the plaintiffs not liking the state's restrictions on abortion. And it says that any confusion about medical exceptions on the parts of physicians is directly attributable to misinformation.
I want you to think about that. Think about that for a minute. The state of Texas says that these women have no investment in this case anymore because they weren't able to get the treatment they needed when they needed it and can no longer have children. So therefore, they are not invested in this. Think about that. The logic behind that.
The cruelty behind that.
Yes.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left in this segment, so I got to keep moving along because I still have three more headlines to get to. In Nebraska last week, a teen was sentenced to jail after abortion said she didn't want to have a child with her abusive partner. A Nebraska judge sentenced 19-year-old Celeste Burgess to 90 days in jail and 2 years of probation on charges related to ending her pregnancy with abortion pills. And she said on the stand that part of the reason why she didn't want to continue with the pregnancy is because she was in an abusive relationship and didn't want to parent a child with her abusive partner, and yet is still going to jail and was charged as an adult.
Nothing happened to him, by the way.
Yeah. And speaking of abusive relationships, domestic violence hotline reports 99% increase in calls post Roe. That these pregnancies since overall the national domestic violence hotline said they've seen a 99% increase in calls from people saying their partners are trying to control their reproductive choices, which domestic violence experts call reproductive coercion. Since Roe was overturned, the hotline told Vice News that the year before Roe, they received 1,230 calls. In the year since, the hotline's received 2,442.
Wow.
This is also a good reminder to tell you that the leading cause of death for pregnant women is homicide, not maternal mortality from obstetrics complications.
Their partners murder them.
Yes. 19 Republican attorneys want police to investigate people for abortions. They were asking the Biden administration to overturn a proposed change that the Biden administration wanted medical privacy laws to ban doctors and nurses from reporting suspected abortions to law enforcement. 19 Republican attorney generals would like them to not do that. And finally, in Wisconsin news, because of course, let's come back to that. Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation that would require the perpetrator of sexual assault to pay double the amount of child support.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
It's legislation which is circulating right now for co-sponsorship, and they argue the person convicted of sexual assault should bear both halves of the financial responsibility for raising the child. But first they have to be convicted to be able to have to pay that portion of the money. And it still doesn't help that you have to carry your rapist baby and that their rapist can now choose the mother of their children. So, sorry to be such a downer, but I feel like we need to remember that this is a reality, not only in other states, but also in our state right now. So, we will have more fun when we come back. If you would like to win some Wisconsin State Fair tickets, call now, 844-967-2789.
This is only where it began. Nobody knows how the story ends. Nobody knows how the story ends.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even be late. Boom, 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 it's dollars to donuts at our state fair.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And this is a very, talk about a 180.
We're going from
really dark, really sad to the state fair.
That's all right. We're gonna lighten up the rest of the hour. So
yes, the rest of the show will be light and will be fun, and including right now, we are finally giving away some Wisconsin State Fair tickets. Our show alone has 25 to give away, so we are doing that every day until the state fair starts next week. And so we are very excited. I'm very excited to come up with this game. So I was trying to think of something that would be fun that we could do each day. And
you can't really lose.
You can't really lose. And so there is, for people who are not familiar, there is a game, a word game that people sometimes play called Fornicate, Marry, Kill, but the fornicate is replaced with something else, which is a little crude, but it's, you know, you choose three celebrities and you have to pick one that you would do each with. So instead, with food, your options are devour once, one bite a day for the rest of your life, or banish to the depths of hell. So I'm going to give, I have the list of 100 plus new food items at the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm going to list three off. And our caller each day is going to have to categorize each one of those. And so, Jane, who is playing today?
Joining us today, we have Richard from Sussex. Hey, Richard, thanks for calling in.
Well, good day, all. I'm very excited to be a part of the show after that very down segment, like you mentioned. But I think we're ready to have some fun and win some State Fair tickets and talk about some really good food.
Really, really good food. What is typically your go-to, Richard, when you go to the state fair? What is like the thing you have to have?
Oh, man. I got to have something on a stick, preferably at least a foot long.
I mean, there's plenty of options, but if that's the criteria.
I'm going with the corn dog that's a foot long every time. You got to.
All right.
Tis the season. You got to enjoy them.
What is your go-to after medicine? Tums, Alka-Seltzer, Imodium?
I find just having a six-pack of Miller High Life cures all. So that's generally what I do throughout the day anyway, and that'll get me where I need to be.
All right, Richard.
Spoken like a true Wisconsinite. Amen. All right, so here are your three options. So the first one is, there's not even a description. It's just alligator ribs. So that is option number one. Option number two, atomic slush, which is the world's hottest slush.
Oh, man.
And I think it means not temperature. I think it means
spicy.
Cayenne pepper.
Yep.
And then finally, a beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake, a salted Milwaukee pretzel company slider buns filled with beer cheese soup topped with hot honey. So, Richard, one you have to eat a bite of every day for the rest of your life, one you have to finish, devour once, and one you get to never eat and banish the depths of hell. Which one are you going with? Alligator ribs, atomic slush, beer cheese, Wisconsin lava cake?
Well, if it's going to be a bite every day for the rest of my sweet time on this planet Earth, I mean, as a true Wisconsin kid and one that devours about six High Lifes in a sitting, I'm going to have to go with the beer cheese lava cake.
Okay.
Hopefully that's made with a delicious Miller High Life batter of some kind or whatever you want to say. Devour, you know, this is tough. And then banish because, you know, I'm a real gator fan. And hopefully these were farm raised and ethical gators that we're going to be devouring or banishing. Or the atomic slush sounds like something that will taste just as horrible going in as it will coming out.
So, you make an excellent point there, Richard.
I feel like I'm going to devour, whatever the word is, alligator ribs. And then I'm going to banish to the depths of Hades that atomic slush.
I think those are good choices.
I think those are excellent choices. Richard.
I think you get an A grade for how you categorized all of those. Thank you so much for listening, Richard, and thank you so much for playing. Jane is going to get your information.
Don't hang up, Richard.
Don't hang up. Stay on the line, and she will get that from you. But yeah, so if you would like to play this game, we're going to play this every day for the rest of tomorrow. We'll play. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll probably play more than once because we have 25 tickets
to give away. We got lots of tickets.
So we got to give away a fair amount.
And we got a lot of people calling in too, which I appreciate. And hopefully everybody who's interested will have a chance to get those tickets. So,
well, perfect.
And again,
maybe
you can't lose.
You can't lose. And like all you know,
we may mock your choices, but you'll still get the tickets.
You'll still get the tickets, and you don't even have to give us your real name. Maybe once, give your real name to Jane, but at least on air, you don't have to give your real name.
You'll be publicly shamed.
Exactly. All right. Well, coming up next, J.R. Radcliffe is back. We've taken a little bit of a break because of summer vacations and the like, but very excited to talk to him about the Brewers. We have a new rookie who really made a splash over the weekend, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Packers training camp, which kicked off. We may talk about Rodgers. We may not.
Do we have to?
I don't know. It's just he did a very annoying move yesterday.
Oh, well, then let's talk about that.
And then last night, women's national team tied the Netherlands. It was a very fun game, but where does that mean? What does that mean for us now for our last game in group play? J.R. Radcliffe has all of that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. Boom, boom, boom. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state. Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 67. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
This is the year we make it to the big show. Far passes, makes touchdowns, and we will do the Lambo leap in Titletown. Move with us, chant with us, and you will be a Packer fan just like us.
Red and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Red Cheek Jackson and a Chimera and a Holmgren and a Jack.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are so happy to welcome back Mr. J.R. Ratcliffe, who has been on. He was on vacation. Then I think we had a day where you couldn't come on. So it's been a little while since we got to talk to you about some sports. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. Thanks for not forgetting about me.
We did not. We never forget about you. So before we dive into some Brewers news, what is your go-to state fair food?
You know, for somebody who is built on the larger side, I'm just not a very adventurous eater. I don't even really like tailgate food. Oddly enough, I'm kind of just a chicken and fries guy. If I'm going out and eating something like at a state fair sort of thing. So I'm cool with bacon. I am all in on the ears of corn. You know, that's obviously something that shows up at state fair all the time. So I am happy to have that. But I'm not going to go outside the box. I'm not going to eat a cockroach covered in chocolate, you know, or vanilla drizzle. Like that's not for me. So.
So you don't want to play the game that we're playing with contestants to win free tickets.
No, I'm so sorry, guys. I don't. I'm so boring. I can't do weird food.
Who's a pickier eater? You or your kids?
Oh, my children. Yeah, they won't eat anything. I mean, that's not true. They'll eat it. They'll talk about how much they love it, but then they want something else and decide that this is the most disgusting thing they've ever had because somebody mentioned macaroni and cheese, and now that's the only thing that matters in this dinner scenario. But. They are not the pickiest eaters I know among children, so I cannot complain ultimately. Okay. But they definitely I am not as picky as they are.
All right, that's good. All right, well, I've been sitting and waiting to talk about this on air because big news over the weekend. Sal Frelick, am I saying his name right?
It's Frelick. Yes.
Frelick.
I talked to him yesterday and I said it and I was like, did I say that? I have no idea. There's three possible ways this could go. You know, Frelick. I don't even know the third one, but it is Frelick.
Not Sal Frodo.
Frelick. Not Frodo.
Frelick.
He is small. He is a small man for a professional athlete, but Frodo won't work.
But small but mighty because he absolutely crushed it last weekend.
Yeah, that's about as good a debut as it gets. And for offensive players, I think you could argue it's the best debut any Brewers player has ever had, you know, major league debut. So starting on that Saturday night where he doesn't rob two homers, but makes two good, great catches on the warning track. He goes 3-for-3 in an at-bat where he didn't get a hit. He hits the game-winning, what ends up becoming the game-winning sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. A lot of drama at the end. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. And I wasn't there. I may or may not have snuck off from the wedding I was at to listen to one of the innings in my car, maybe two of the innings
your
in
job.
My car.
Your
I don't
job.
Know. Yeah, it's professional curiosity, but also just curiosity. and heard the end of that game. It was wild, and there are a couple moments that come up. One that has, as a comparison, is 2005. Both Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder hit their first career home runs in the same game. And that's about the time where the Brewers were getting really excited about this up-and-coming farm system of young guys. And they're not in the same place because they've had success the last few years. In 2005, it was like a barren wasteland for the 90s and the late 80s, early 90s, and most of the 2000s. It hasn't been like that. But there is this wave of prospectum coming up. We've seen Joey Weimer, Bryce Terang. Mm-hmm. And Sal Frelick is as highly regarded as those guys, for sure, and is near the top of the list of the guys that people are sort of waiting to see. So he comes out, he just huge. He hit his first career home run then a couple games later. First, he's not a home run hitter, but that was a huge, important run in a game that the Brewers won by one run. His family was there. His mom stayed back to stay with the dog, which is super endearing. And he had, just so many moments that he has been completely. Sometimes guys get to the big leagues and they're overmatched. And it's totally understandable because, it's going to take some acclimation. Yeah. And maybe those days will probably come for Sal Frelick as well. But he was not even remotely overmatched by what he saw in the big leagues in a big series against. Against the Reds here, this series during the week, like there's a battle for first place, and he still made some important moments. So, really a fun time.
Really, really fun. Fun players to continue to watch because Joey Weimer was the same thing. I mean, I feel like he not as newsworthy, but I feel like I was at like his first game against the Cubs and stuff, and like he came mm-hmm. out. So it's fun to see that we have young, really strong players. And so, speaking of potential new players, we have a trade deadline on Tuesday. Is there drama around that?
Always. The highest drama moment of the Major League Baseball season, almost unquestionably, probably more so than opening day even, is what happens at the trade deadline. So August 1st is when, middle of the day, August 1st is when we know when teams can trade players. Now there sometimes are trades that happen after that. That's been reduced, actually, in the last few years pretty dramatically. But, after this point, if you're acquiring a player, he has to pass through waivers first, which means that other teams get a crack at him. He can't be eligible for the postseason. Like, long story short, trades do not really happen. Serious ones don't happen after this point in the season. So every team, you've got your buyers and your sellers, the teams that are looking to prepare for next year, of which there are usually a very small number because a lot of teams make the playoffs. And then you've got teams like the Brewers that are looking to upgrade, and a lot of teams in this middle ground that you don't really know what they're going to do. They probably don't really know what they're going to do. So all the action gets concentrated right before the deadline. Everybody is waiting for every morsel of information they have before deciding what to do with certain players. And the Brewers they're kind of in dire need of some offense, particularly guys who can hit homers, guys who can play first base or third base, maybe an outfielder, but they're going to be a lot of suitors for those same types of guys. So it's almost impossible to know how it shakes out, particularly for a team like Milwaukee that doesn't usually get in on the biggest names. And so it's usually guys that you haven't thought about or that it's a creative trade that requires players that you maybe didn't consider would be going the other way. And it's also a little bit overhyped in that the guys you get back, you only get them for 2 months in many cases. And there's just not a lot of time to make a huge difference, but all it takes is getting that guy who upgrades you just a little bit, has that big hit in September, October, and becomes immortal. The Brewers could stand to improve their odds quite a bit by improving their offense.
All right. Good to know, and we will wait and see what happens by Tuesday. We're talking to J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about getting a little sports update. So moving on to the Packers.
All right.
Training camp started this week. Were you up there?
No, we've got a lot of Packers writers, and yeah. I'd much rather stick around here in Milwaukee. But it's definitely a fun time of year. A very different vibe because you're not talking about the Packers as a Super Bowl contender per se. So it's a big mystery, and I think in some ways for a lot of fans, it's kind of nice, kind of relaxing. It's like, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it won't cause me to run outside in the middle of winter, begging the gods for something, restitution. I don't know what the word is there, but it'll be okay. It'll be okay if they just show some signs of progress this year.
Do Do you think that, or do you feel like they're Jordan? Because I was listening to, it wasn't Bill Simmons' podcast. It was one of the podcasts that my husband was making me listen to on our road trip up north. And there was a female like sports writer, and they were going through the list of which quarterbacks have the most pressure on them going into this season. And she put Jordan Love at the top. And then it's like, it's not necessarily warranted, but as far as just the press and the hype and the expectations of Packer fans, like she put him up there as far as who people are going to be watching right out of the gate and like how much time he will be allowed to improve before people, and especially because of what his deal ended up looking like as far as what this is. Do you agree with that?
I guess it depends on how you view pressure. Certainly the spotlight will be on him. You know, like they have a lot of primetime games for a team that doesn't have a superstar quarterback coming back. So there's a lot of interest. There will obviously, I mean, it's going to be the number one storyline for throughout Packers camp throughout the first several games, no question asked. So in that sense, is there pressure? Of course. I think it maybe doesn't give Packers fans quite enough credit for understanding where they are. Nobody comes in expecting him to be Aaron Rodgers or approach Aaron Rodgers' production. Both Rodgers and Brett Favre had quiet first seasons. Quiet's the wrong word. Like, there was improvement, but they did not go to the playoffs in their first full season as quarterback. It just doesn't usually work that way. So I think Packers fans understand that. I do think if, let's say, they start out hot, I think their bye is in week 5 or 6, you know, and they win 3 of their first 4, 4 of the first 5, I do think that's going to flip a little bit because now Packers fans are going to smell what this division is, and that's a winnable division without a clear-cut, you know, top team or even a clear-cut order at all for these four teams. They're going to start to say to themselves, okay, well, you know, this is a playoff opportunity, and now you got to take it. You only, you know, now you got to go for what you got. Yeah. Go for seeing how far you can take this thing. So then things will ramp up a little bit. Unquestionably, there's pressure. You know, like if nothing else, he's playing for his future. You know, they're not gonna sit around here 3 years and wait for him to develop. He's already been here developing. Yeah. If he doesn't turn out pretty quickly early on, or doesn't show signs that, you know, by year 2 or year 3 he could be a top flight NFL quarterback, I do think they probably, I mean, even Aaron Rodgers, they were drafting guys behind him. You know, those guys didn't work out, but there will be Plan B and Plan C formulated at that point. So there's that level of pressure. I don't think Packers fans expect him to hit the ground running to the point that this is a playoff team. But it is not out of the question that they will be a playoff team because the division is what it is. And other aspects of the team are supposedly pretty good this year.
All right. Well, we'll see the headlines that come out of it and see how people are watching him in training camp. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but we just have to acknowledge the fact that Aaron Rodgers' Jets deal came out yesterday. And guy took a pay cut. Guy took a pay cut, which is something that he never did with us. Thoughts, feelings?
Thanks for that, buddy. yeah, this is real. Like, he took a lot of the time when we talk about restructuring and re-signing, it's not what it sounds like. It's deals are there's so much minutia in the NFL salary cap that it's all about like restructuring it so that money you have to end up paying later, but the player doesn't really lose out. In this case, he basically is leaving $35 million on the table so that the Jets are in a better position to sign more talent, to you know, run things up. Tom Brady did this, and it's, I think, partially why you can explain his sustained success throughout his NFL career. Nobody else really does this. This is really kind of surprising, and maybe flip a little bit of a middle finger to Packers fans. But I also think, I mean, if you could get him to do that, like, he has to acknowledge on some level, I'm not sure he does, but his production isn't what it's going to be. He struggled last season. He is not one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. He's close, maybe, but you have to kind of squint to even make that argument. So he probably knows that if this team is going to go to the playoffs, and I do want to play, say, another 4 years, it is prudent, actually, to try and build this team up around me, get all these receiving weapons, and get a better defense. Like, that makes some sense. I just didn't think Aaron Rodgers would acknowledge that to that degree. Again, this does not happen a lot, but it did happen with Tom Brady, and that was successful. So, great. I'm glad he loves New York. Good for him.
All right, and finally, I watched the game last night. I was at Nomad on Brady with a really good turnout of people. cheering hard to watch what most sports fans don't understand when it comes to soccer, which is a tie between the women's U.S. national team and the Netherlands. But it was 1-1. Were you able to watch the game?
I watched. Yep, I watched as much as I could. Love the little weird tête-à-tête in the latter half where Lindsey Horan and her club teammate got into it. Van de Donk from Netherlands got into it, and then the referee brought them together like she was scolding them, or they were like, "Now you say you're sorry, and you say you're sorry." And then immediately after that, Rose Lavelle, University of Wisconsin and Madison, shout out there, beautiful corner kick, and Horan of all people heads it right home, a very necessary goal, and. Very wild.
And it was
sequence.
A beautiful header. Like beautiful. The succession of those events of the fight and the push awesome. And the like whatever apology that they had to have. And I was like, I've never seen this
so
in men's sports.
I know.
And
I thought the exact same thing.
Like shut her up by just scoring was so fun and so awesome.
Yeah.
But going into the last game, so now we play Portugal, the Netherlands mm-hmm. play Vietnam, and basically like do we have to win?
Win or tie, okay. Yes. If they lose, there is an outside shot, but I would not count on Vietnam beating the Netherlands, and that's what it would take. So absolutely do not lose this next match. They lose a little bit of netting, but they should be okay. They're going to win or tie against Portugal. It'll be all right.
All right. Good to know. Well, JR, we will see you in 2 weeks when you're back. We're happy to have you back, and I'll see you around the office at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Sounds great. Come on down. We'll see you then.
All right, we got one more break. We'll come back right after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Red Jeep, Jackson and Shimmer, and a Holmgren and a Jack Pete Jones, and a Leroy and a Newsom and a Dorsey. Hey, Macarena, Hutt, Hutt, Brent and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Red Jeep, Jackson and Shimmer, and a Holmgren and a Jack Pete Jones, and a Leroy and a Newsom and a Dorsey. Hey, Macarena, Hutt, Hutt, Brent and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Red Jeep, Jackson and Shimmer, and a Holmgren and a Jack Pete Jones, and a Leroy and a Newsom and a Dorsey. Hey, Macarena.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And throughout today's show, I have been refreshing Twitter to see what's going on with the Milwaukee County Board, because they are voting today on whether or not they will have an increase of 0.4% to the sales tax. And yesterday's event went really well. You can go back and watch the live stream of my well, it was Rob Hankin from Wisconsin Policy Forum. And he actually gave a really good presentation that even I learned some stuff as far as kind of like the numbers of the Milwaukee County and how, yes, there was a pension problem, but just structurally looking at the numbers of like the way the state has structured how we fund counties and cities, like the math does not math, despite the fact that there's been so many cuts. And so I asked David yesterday, I was like, how you feeling? And he's like, I'll feel, you know, hopefully better tomorrow.
When it's over. And I just want to say, my husband and I were just talking about this. There has been so much deferred maintenance that started under Scott Walker, and things just got pushed back and pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And that can got kicked down the road again and again and again. And
well, and it's because that was their that. Yes. And it was because that was the cuts that they knew how to make was, and that was largely what Rob Hankin said in his speech is like, this is where they cut employees, they cut transit stuff like then but they also this deferred maintenance. I mean, we're going to lose the domes probably. Yes. I think last thing I saw is maybe they save one.
I just don't see that happening. I really don't.
You don't think they'll even save one?
You're going to have to rip the whole thing down and rebuild it.
Yeah. And, you know, and it was not without efforts to live within means, but there's fixed costs. And I'm trying, I mean, obviously we've been on the show, so I haven't been able to follow all the people who are tweeting about it, but it does not look like they've voted yet. But the vote will happen today. And, you know, and I, one of the questions I asked County Executive Crowley yesterday was, you know, so if there's a no vote, procedurally, what happens?
Yeah.
And it's, they can bring it back, like they can vote on it again, but that loses time and that loses money. And like, we need to have this happen now. And if it does, I mean, for the, so for the sales tax for Milwaukee, that starts in the city, that starts January 1st. If this passes today, that also starts January 1st. And so no news yet, but that could be one of the conversations that we have. It could be a conversation we have tomorrow, or at least we'll acknowledge it tomorrow when we come back and have tomorrow's show. And like I said, Maggie Dawn is going to be here, which I'm very excited
Me
about.
Too.
If you have not had the chance to listen to her show yet, 6 p.m.
Brilliant.
She's brilliant.
She is.
Monday through Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. She speaks like she's a lawyer. So she knows the law, and but she also talks about it in a way that is so passionate and so yet open-minded that she's great. And so we're also just happy to have more women on the Civic Media Network.
Upping the estrogen.
Upping the estrogen is never a bad thing. And then Matt Miller will also be here. So we finally will get to talk about the Barbie movie a little bit. I have yet to see it. Are you going to see it this weekend?
Not this weekend, but I will see it before it leaves theaters. I don't like crowds. I don't want to sit in. Go away.
That's so interesting. Do you not feel like, I was thinking about this last night as I was watching the women's soccer game. And granted, I am an extrovert, but I feel like there is something about experiencing sports, concerts, movies, that is a different experience than when you watch it alone. And I think it's a heightened experience. Like, there is something that I feel like, for me, watching last night's game at home, it's easier to, it's, especially with soccer, right? Because like, if you're invested, at any moment there could be a goal.
Sure.
But there's also most of the game there is no goal. And if I was at home watching the game, I don't think I would have gotten out of my chair as many times as I pregnantly got out of my chair last night and like cheering, because the ethos of the environment is everyone's cheering and everyone's making noises and everyone's like, oh, and then they get let down because it was almost a goal and then it wasn't, or the other team almost scored and then it wasn't. It's like the enthusiasm that can build when you're watching with a group. It's the same thing if you watch like a comedy special. Like, I feel like when you watch a comedy special at home, you maybe laugh out loud, but like, you think it's funny. Unlike, I feel like, how much more likely you are to laugh out loud when you're in a group who is also laughing out loud.
I understand what you're saying, but I have no problems laughing out loud completely alone,
completely
by
alone.
Myself, or at inappropriate times in movies.
Okay.
I mean, there was
so the crowd doesn't do anything for you.
No,
it doesn't change your experience except for the worst.
Not at all. There was a movie that Cindy Crawford was in many, many, many years ago. They had the premiere in Milwaukee. It was so bad, I could not stop howling.
Is that the one she did with like Richard Gere?
With one of the Baldwins.
Oh, Baldwin. She was the one with the Baldwin?
With one of the Baldwins. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And she was...
I bet she looked good, though.
She looked great, but she's one of the... She was terrible. And the the person sitting next to me is like, could you stop laughing so loud? And I'm like, I can't stop because this is hilarious. So, yeah, mobs don't... that doesn't...
It does nothing for you.
Nah, I don't care.
All right. Well, we can still get you to go to the laughing tab.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not mobs at the movie theater.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, so Matt Miller will be here tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll talk his reviews of Oppenheimer and Barbie, because I'm absolutely sure that he has seen both of them. We'll get his opinion on, the reviews themselves and what it says about our culture, and do just a general pop culture update with him like we do once a month. And so we got a good show tomorrow, and then we'll round out the week. Got a short week next week. But and you'll have a chance. I think we'll play twice tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you liked today's State Fair game, you'll have two chances to win tomorrow and let us know what foods you would devour, eat for the rest of your life, or banish the depths of hell. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to J.R. Radcliffe. Thank you to everyone who called in and texted in. Thank you to Richard from Sussex. Have fun at the State Fair. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. In the aftermath of the highly publicized Memphis police death of Tyre Nichols, there was an announcement from the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department.
Federal officials have opened an investigation at the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department.
We received multiple reports of officers escalating encounters with community members resulting in excessive force.
The investigation comes 7 months after the violent beating of Tyre Nichols by five officers after a traffic stop. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There was a surprise development in one of the Trump special counsel investigations, not the one involving the 2020 election in Washington, but the one involving those documents taken by the FBI from his Florida home.
A third person named as a defendant in that Mar-a-Lago's document case, Carlos de Oliveira, a worker at the property, was accused of attempting to delete security footage. Trump was also charged with new counts, including an additional count of retaining more classified documents. CBS News has identified that document as related to Iran and national security, and which Trump has allegedly have shown that to aides.
Correspondent Robert Costa. On the Health Watch, CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder looks at a new study of possible links between a lack of exercise and cancer.
Unfortunately, most middle-aged adults in the United States don't exercise, and they're at increased risk for certain cancers. Exercise isn't just about weight loss or cardiovascular fitness, and no diet pill has been shown to reduce the risk of cancer in this way.
Among those on the weather watch with all of this heat, the President of the United States has a temperature neared 100 degrees outside the White House, and with more than half of us in extreme heat, President Biden announced steps to protect workers and improve weather forecasts and make drinking water more accessible.
I've asked Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue to issue a heat hazard alert. It clarifies that workers have federal heat related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions.
We have an obituary of note tonight in the music world. Randy Meisner, a founding member of the popular 1970s soft rock group The Eagles, has died. According to the group, he was a co-writer of this song. And, of course, was a part of many other Eagles hits. Randy Meisner was 77. Also in the entertainment world, much of which is shut down by strikes of writers and performers, Variety reports vendors for the TV Emmy Awards show have been told the ceremony will not air as scheduled in mid-September. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute, because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 86, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 61. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastico Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Mr. Zommers, how are you on this Thursday, the 27th of July, 2023?
Well, I guess I'm fantastico.
Very good. That's what we like to hear. Let me just tell you this off the start of the show. If you haven't heard, if you haven't got out of bed yet at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's blazing hot out. All right. I know it's a first world problem. I mean, it's a global problem, quite frankly, but it is darn hot. We have a heat advisory in effect for much of the state of Wisconsin throughout the afternoon into this evening. And in all seriousness, if you have someone in your family who is an elderly person who might live alone, who might be immunocompromised, to have health problems, please check on them and make sure they're doing okay today.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be a first world problem for us because we're relatively healthy and have at least mostly climate-controlled buildings, but right. It is dangerous if you don't.
It is. It's super dangerous, and particularly for people that have no choice, that have to work outside. And so we're thinking of them today. Of course, the UPS folks that are driving the trucks around, I think you guys talked about that a little bit on Town Call before we came on here. But the union represents the Teamsters, representing the UPS drivers. Apparently, it seems, though, have won in the strike, gotten most of the concessions that they have asked for, including those air-conditioned trucks. So we congratulate them. And I mean, can you imagine? Think about this. I mean, the heat indexes today are supposed to be like well over 100 degrees alone. Now drive around in a brown truck in this, unair conditioned. I don't care if they have white tops on the painting on the top or not. I mean, it's like driving around an oven.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what color it is. You're going to be bacon.
Yeah, bacon and in bits. So thinking about all those folks like our UPS, FedEx drivers, others who are on the road, milk truck drivers, folks that might not have air conditioning today, farmers, of course. My granddad were alive, he'd say, suck it up. You know, I mean, he finally, his last tractor was a Deutz, a German tractor, green Deutz. And it had air condition, had a cab, had air condition. But I think all the tractors, Minneapolis Moline's before that, there was no air condition. It was just out in the elements. So thinking of all of our farmers and ag producers today as well. Going to go on a couple of issues today. Going to start off with the Trump indictment. It looks like Donald J. Trump is going to be indicted once again, this time for January 6th. We're going to break this down courtesy of Robert Costas, from CBS, great reporter over at CBS. He has laid out a lot of this in order. We're going to go through this and take your calls as well. And also in this this hour, we'll see how the first subject goes, but was out in Richland Center last night. The RC in the drift list, we had Kat Hadley from Patriotic Millionaires on yesterday. They had another one of their sessions last night. Great attendance at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Dewey and Andrea doing a great job fixing a great meal there at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And really a great program. And one of the people last night asked the question, why are you here? And if you haven't joined us before, Patriotic Millionaires is literally a group of millionaires throughout America who have said, you know what, we've done very well. We're thankful for that. But we simply don't feel that we're paying our share, fair share in taxes. And that if people like us, the one percenters paid a little more, that means that folks on the bottom would pay less and have more, and it would make our community stronger. And they don't focus on the cultural differences, you understand. There's no talk of you know, abortion or you know, LGBTQ or any of those things that are very important issues, but tend to drive people apart. What they just say, we're here to talk about one thing, money. Money. And how